Next up on the show, we've got Brian Ott joining us. Brian Ott, of course, the longtime head basketball coach for the Auburn Knights. He is one of the men that has helped mold and shape Fred VanVleet, the man who's become kind of the star of the city of Rockford right now with his run for an NBA title with the Toronto Raptors. Fred's getting a lot of, has had a lot of success in these playoffs. He's getting a lot of airtime. He's getting a lot of talk by the big-time media. He's getting recognized throughout the country for what a great basketball player he's become. And a lot of that started, at least back in these hallways of Auburn, or the basketball courts of Auburn High School with Brian Ott. So, Brian, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
So tell me a little bit, what is your mood like, your excitement like? We talked with Joe Danforth a day or two ago, and I said, you got to be the proudest papa in the city, if not the area. I mean, all of us as dads raising kids would love to see our kid playing, you know, in the World Series, the NBA Finals. You as a coach and a guy that really influenced Fred, of course, quite a bit in his growing up years, what has it been like for you to watch the success he's having?
Well, I don't really have words that are adequate. You know, I've been asked that question so many times, you figure I would be. But the fact is that it's I used to say that it was surreal, but I stopped saying that because, you know, it's very much real, you know, and it's a tangible thing, and it's a living, breathing kind of accomplishment. And so for me, as former coach of his, I take a great deal of pride in what he's doing, obviously. And, you know, I follow all of it and communicate with him when I can. He's really busy. But, you know, I just couldn't be any prouder of anybody. And it's not just because he's a former player, I think. That makes the personal connection. But obviously he makes the such a strong representation for the school and for the community. And the fact that everybody in Rockford is behind him is really special too. And you know, so yeah, I guess I'm swelling with pride over what he's done, and feel just really blessed to have been able to coach him. And the fact that he's been a part of my career and he's still a part of my life is a special thing.
Hey Brian, when you coached Fred, and I don't know what coaches think about their players, like, If you set goals for them, or if you ever think about how far they can actually take their basketball career following high school. But, I mean, when Fred was playing for you, what did you think about him? Did you ever think, well, you know, he's definitely a Division I player? Did you ever think, well, he's got a chance for the NBA? I mean, at that point in his age, you know, career, he's 16, 17 years old. What did you think was his future down the road, if you gave it any thought at all?
Yeah. So back then, the thought for me was that, you know, he's going to play in college. We don't know where. I think he's Division I. I hope Division I guys think he's Division I. I mean, that was my thought back then, you know. And there were enough Division I guys at that point, 16, 17 years old, that were expressing interest in him, that could see his ability. But as far as who was making offers and stuff like that, and I think it's pretty well known that it was primarily a handful of MAC schools, and that would have been just fine, right? But Wichita State got involved going in the spring between his junior and senior year, and you know, so at that point, I knew he's a Division I player, and we're hoping that he's for the best offer possible for him, you know, land at the right spot. I'm not sure that I would be honest if I was saying that at that point I'm thinking we got a future NBA player here. I will say that when he was playing in college, by the time he was a sophomore, both Joe and I, when we were talking, you know, about him with each other, we're looking at it and saying, man, I think this kid is going to be a pro if somebody will take a shot on him. If you get in somebody's camp, I think this guy is a pro. Look at how he leads this Wichita team, you know. And so that's kind of how that evolved in my thinking. When he was in high school, I wasn't thinking about pros. When he was in high school, I was thinking about, you know, the right spot, you know, that he's definitely a Division I player. He needs a fair shot. And, you know, watching him play in college, and the things he was able to do at the highest levels in Division One, the NCAA tournament, started thinking, well, you know, it's kind of the same thing. If he gets a fair shot, he's going to make somebody's team because he's able to make other players around him better, and there's just nobody out there that sees things on the floor the way he does, that processes the game and is always ready for the biggest moments. I mean, there's never a moment too big for Fred, it doesn't seem like.
Is there any moment, obviously since his days in high school, obviously progressed and gotten better at various aspects of his game. I'm curious, is there any kind of, let's say, habits or anything that maybe you worked with him and taught him in high school that when you watch him play on the pro stage today, you recognize something, or you may even know he might be, he's going to do this, ignore his left, he's going to make this move, whatever, because you know him so intimately?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's continued to work. So there are moves that he's making now, and I think it's the necessity from the level he's playing at. There's moves that he is making now that he didn't make then, and yet there are some ball handling things that continue, you know, just to be a part of his regular repertoire. Whether it's a quick fake crossover, what we used to call an Iverson move, you know, things like that he does. The shot, he's continued to work on that ever since he was a sophomore in high school, and people said that he didn't shoot it from three well enough. And I always used to roll my eyes at that a little bit because people weren't in the same gym as me. You know, when he was a sophomore, he was deferring to other people. But yeah, he's obviously continuing to work at that, but you can see his mechanics are all the same. Defensively, going from our program to Wichita State, and both of us have the same man-to-man principles where it's aggressive up the line. So he went from one program that emphasized that to another, so it was a pretty seamless transition. And his knowledge, his positioning defensively, his anticipation, stuff like that, you know, I take a great deal of pride in that. So when I watch him guard somebody like Curry or whoever else, and he's aggressively in them, and, you know, everybody always wants to say, always wanted to say that he's not, you know, quick enough to do this or quick enough to do that. And, you know, and people always kind of want to say that with man-to-man you have to have quickness. And I would always say, well, no, that's not really true. What you have to have is you have to have toughness. You have to have an ability to stay down in a stance and then understand where you're going to go when the guy is dribbling to his right or to his left. And when I watch Fred play and I see him stay in front of the basketball, I take a great deal of pride in that.
Hey, Brian, moving forward in Fred's career, I mean, he's such a spark plug coming off the bench for the Raptors. I mean, he gives them a lift, and now he's at the end of the game. Do you see moving forward, do you see his role staying as a backup point guard, whether it's for the Raptors or somebody else down the road? Or do you think that he's a starting point guard in the NBA at this point or will be soon?
Well, so I think that he's a starting caliber point guard, yes. How an NBA general manager or head coach sees that, I'm not really sure. You know, the 6 foot tall thing, I think, gets overplayed a little bit. And yet in an era where, you know, you have 6'2", 3'4", 5" point guards and stuff like that, people may define his role as the sixth man, the backup point guard. But by the same token, when you're doing the things that he's doing, I think, in the finals, other teams must look at him, at least some of them, and think, well, he could run our team. And, you know, he's playing minutes that are often akin to a starter minutes, right? 32 to sometimes 36, whatever. But, I mean, he's playing a whole lot of the game. So we always, you know, have said in all levels of basketball, I think, you know, it's not who starts, it's who finishes, and you see Fred on the floor at the finish. But I think because of the fact that he is on the floor at the finish, there must be some NBA teams out there that when Fred's contract is coming up or whatever, are going to pitch the idea that, hey, we'd like you to come in here and be our starter. And, you know, you never know what will happen with Toronto itself, and they love him up there. And I don't know anything about the dynamics of Lowry's contract or anything like that. But if he was to move on, they might feel like they've got the guy in place right now who could take over and run their team. So I see him as a starting caliber NBA point guard. I think that may very well happen for him. But if it never happens for him, if he has a career as a sixth man, that would still be a great thing, given the impact that he makes on the game.
And especially comes along with that career, at least has one ring, and he's pretty darn close to getting that. What, really quickly, Brian, we're running out of time, but really quickly then, give me your, I know it's going to be a bias, but give me your prediction about this series. When will it end, and who comes away with the championship?
Well, yes, I guess I'm a little biased. I was very hopeful and actually expecting that they were going to finish the deal the other night. I think going to Golden State is going to be a tough deal no matter when you go there. So I think that they can get them in this next game, and it would be nice, I think, if they just did get it over with. But I have a suspicion that this thing is going to probably go to seven now, and I do think the Raptors will win it.
All right. Good prediction. I agree with you on that. I think it will go as well. I think they'll push one more game, and then we'll get it settled on Sunday night. So I'll be, folks can get down to Jurassic Park Rockford to watch it, too, both Thursday and, if there's a Sunday, Sunday as well, down at the City Market. Brian, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it and your input, your insight on Fred. We really appreciate it. We'll be talking to you later on down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.